The question today is, what do you believe about divorce and remarriage? I know this is a touchy subject for many because there's many of our congregations today, many out in this society we live in today, that have been divorced and remarried. But it's not what I say that matters, or not what I believe that matters. It's what the Bible says. What does God say? And you realize when I deal with this subject, it's not to hurt anyone. Most important issue, the only issue we have is that issue really of salvation. Because if you miss heaven, you've missed it all. God can forgive all sin and will forgive all sin when a man comes God's way. But we need to, and the reason I deal with this is because of the questions come to me about this. And I want to deal with it, and I want to deal with it gently, lovingly, and kindly as I know how, but yet also biblically and scripturally. Because it's important. And I believe, and I tell my people in my church, when I preach on this, it's not to hurt those who've been in that, but to help them to understand, help them to at least agree with me and get these young people to wait on the Lord, to get the mate for life that they need so they'll not have to face this situation. You see, the world's made it too easy to divorce and remarriage. Remarrying is not, and it's not what the Bible says about that. So let's look at what the Bible said. It's not what I believe it. It's about what the Bible said. So let's look at first what Jesus had to say here when he was tested or tempted, I guess you could say. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 19, verse number 3, the Pharisees also came unto him, meaning Jesus, tempting him and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Of course, that to put away would be to divorce his wife would be the word for that. And he answered and said have you not read? He reminded them they should have read the Scripture. They are supposed to know what the Scripture said. Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And then he said to them, they said back to Jesus, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? He, meaning Jesus, saith unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you, which means to allow you, to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, shall marry another, committeth adultery, and whosoever marrieth her, which is put away, doth commit adultery. Now, as we look at this, let's break down and understand what the Lord is saying, and what they're saying, as they answered him back, and these type things. And of course, he said, it's, in other words, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. There's death vows made at the marriage altar, which says, till death do us part, and God joins it. And usually it is said, or at least should be said, over that in the presence of God and these witnesses, you're taking these vows. These vows are serious, and they're till death do us part. And it's dangerous to break any vow that you make as far as to God, as far as He's concerned. But look what they said. Well, but Moses said that he commanded to give a writing of divorcement, verse 7, to put her away. Now, then Jesus saith unto them, verse 8. Now, this is, I want to discuss this and look at what the Bible says about divorce and remarriage. He saith unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning that was not so. Now, that verse, you realize something when he's talking about this. You see, this verse is talking about even in a time of espousal, betrothal. See, in the Old Testament time, they used to, mamas and daddies would make arrangement with somebody else's mamas and daddies about their son or daughter. And in a sense, they were called married at that time. In other words, they were espoused, but they were called married. The Bible said in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse number 23 and 24, and this gives some instructions about the law as far as the civil law was concerned of the days of the Jews. But he says this in verse 22, If a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, notice that phrase, married to an husband, then they both shall of them die, both the man that lay with the woman and the woman, so shall they be put away evil from Israel. And then he said, if a damsel that is a virgin be betrothed to an husband, and a man find her in the city and lie with her. So here's the instructions of a damsel that is a virgin. She's never had come to the marriage altar, marriage bed, but she is considered, she's espoused. She's betrothed by mama and daddy. And they call that man her husband. And says, verse 24 said, if someone lies with her out in the field, then you shall bring them both out under the gate of that city, and you shall stone them with stones that they die, the damsel, because they cried not, and being in the city, and the man because he hath humbled his neighbor's wife, so that thou shalt put away evil from among you. Now you notice something here. This is talking about the one out there who didn't cry out. In other words, it was a consensual sex is what they talk about before we would call it marriage. There was no marriage vows been taken as far as the formal thing was concerned. No marriage altar as we deal with as far as having the ceremony is concerned. But mom and daddy had put them together, called her, she's betrothed unto an husband. And it says here that the man who went out and had relations with that virgin, if she didn't cry out, they both were to die. But he says, he hath humbled his neighbor's wife. They're called husband and wife, even before the marriage altar and the marriage bed. So you've got to get the understanding of what Moses is saying, or what they're saying. The Lord said about Moses allowing this because of the hardness of your heart. In other words, he's talking about during the time of espousal. Now, chapter 24, verse number 1. It says, when a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. Now, most people say that means that they've already had the marriage altar and marriage bed. Well, it might possibly in some ways could be taken that way, but when you tie it together with the Old Testament teaching, it's talking about when they come together. It's talking about he finds that she's with child is what it amounts to. But it goes back to that fact that they were husband and wife even before they had a marriage ceremony and a marriage altar. And it was consummated by the marriage bed. And so as a result, it's dealing with that when it says Moses allowed it. Really, after the marriage altar and the marriage bed, the Bible nowhere ever gives anyone permission. And I'm telling you what the Bible says, never gives anyone permission or commands them or allows them to remarry scripturally. In other words, I know the laws of the land do, and yet the laws of the land doesn't always agree with the laws of God. The laws of God's what we're going to have to stand before at the judgment one day, and we need to realize what God said concerning that. Now, you notice something what Jesus also said there to those people. In Matthew, those that came in Matthew chapter 19, in verse 9, and he said, in other words, it wasn't but for the hardness of the heart. Verse 8 said, he allowed you to do that, but from the beginning, it was never even intended for that. When mom and daddy made those vows, they in essence were considered to be married. They were husband and wife, and yet there would come a time when the bridegroom cometh, sort of like salvation. You see, today we're a spouse to our Lord when you're saved. We call it married. We understand that. He's the bridegroom. We are the bride. But one day he'll come back and there'll be that intimacy. There'll be that closeness. There'll be that coming. That's why he said when the bridegroom cometh in Matthew 25, he talked about having oil in their lamps and being ready for him to come. They didn't know when he was coming. And so as a result, we don't know when our Lord's coming back. Today we're espoused to him, but it's so binding that we can't even lose salvation. You see, God wanted the marriage to picture salvation. And whenever we allow the laws of our land to dictate this and say that, well, we can be divorced, remarried, divorced, remarried, divorced, remarried, how many ever times that's happened, and by the way, Hollywood promotes that, that's for sure, but the Bible, salvation It's tearing down the picture of salvation. We're saying be able to be saved and then lost and saved and then lost in the last 200 or 300 years. That's what's been cropped up in a lot of so-called denominations because of the fact that we've saw the picture of divorce and remarriage, and it's tore down the picture of salvation. From the beginning it was not so, but God allowed it for the hardness of the heart during the time of espousal. But after the marriage bed, the marriage altar, it was never intended for a man or a woman to marry anyone else the second time. It's what it amounts to in that. And so therefore, and that's why whenever Joseph was espoused to Mary, the Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter number 1, verse number 19, it talks about here. It says, verse 18, chapter 1, it says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph," espoused, betrothed, in other words, married, husband and wife, "before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband," notice that, they had never had any actual relationship, never had any petting, never had any dating, as what the world knows of dating today, but being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. He didn't want her to be killed, but he'd found an unclean thing in her, he thought. Of course, the Bible goes on to say here that in verse number 20, he says, But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." It's a holy child. And he understood that and took her. He took her as his wife, but yet the Bible said he did not know her until after Jesus was born. In other words, verse 25 said he knew her not until she brought forth her firstborn son, and she called his name Jesus. Now, after that Jesus was born, they did have relations, and at least 6 children were born, 4 boys and 2 girls, because it said brothers and sisters, and we know 4 boys are mentioned by name. And so there had to be at least 6 born to Mary and Joseph that were half-brothers, half-sisters of our Lord. But he did not have any relations to her with her until after Jesus was born, because he didn't want any, and God did not want anything to be said that could contaminate the thought of Jesus being virgin born. So a virgin brought forth Jesus at that time. Now Joseph was wanting to do what Moses allowed, to put her away, give her a writing of divorce, but do it privately, not publicly, because he didn't want to embarrass her. But God said, no, that in her is a holy thing. And so as a result, he did not do that. So I'll have to deal with this again as far as this. What do you believe about divorce and remarriage? Not what I believe, but what the Bible says. May the Lord help us. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.